Budapest's Palace of Culture, a gilded setting for this year's Central European University graduation ceremony. Students shuffle a little in their unfamiliar black robes and square caps. All of them aware that they're likely to be the last to graduate from this university in this city, a city once famous for its academic life. Graduate Ena Gerin was chosen for the student address. Once a child refugee from Bosnia, she's now a Swedish citizen, graduating with a degree in nationalism studies. She tells her fellow academics,
"Be an active citizen, stay informed, go and vote. This is also how you can make a difference. Today you graduate. Congratulations. And as I stand here and look at you, I'm confident you will do well. The world needs you. Now go out there and make it a better place. I know we will, together. Thank you."
The Central European University, or CEU, was founded in 1991 as Hungary made the difficult transition from communism to democracy. One of its founders is Hungarian-born philanthropist George Soros. In recent years, he's been under attack from the ruling nationalist Fidesz party, and especially from Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. In speeches like this one to the European Parliament, Orbán regularly accuses the US-based Soros of encouraging mass migration.
"It's the George Soros empire with lots of money. Let the George Soros activists take care of the hundreds of thousands of migrants in Europe. They're working against the Hungarian government."
George Soros denies the accusations, but now laws passed by the Orbán government over the past couple of years mean the Central European University can no longer operate in Hungary. Orbán's critics say the legal changes deliberately targeted the university, despite the Times World University rankings describing it as the best in Central and Eastern Europe. So next year, over 700 students will be unpacking their bags and books in Vienna. Mayor Michael Ludwig says they'll receive a warm Viennese welcome and eventually a new building.
"As Vienna's mayor, I'm very pleased that the university is coming to us. From the start of the student year in 2023-24, we will make facilities available on the Otto Wagner premises. In the meantime, we have a temporary solution in Vienna."
There's been little from the Orbán government on the university's announcement of the move to Vienna. Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó says, quote, "The Soros University isn't searching for a solution, it just wants political commotion." But CEU rector Michael Ignatieff says all efforts to continue legal operations in Budapest have come to naught. In September, with the writing already on the wall, he spoke to the Vienna Humanities Festival.
"A European member state succeeds in forcing a perfectly respectable, actually pretty damn good university, out of the capital city of a European nation state. That's not good. That's not a good sign for Europe. So you should welcome us, and I hope you will welcome us, and you have welcomed us. But if we have to come here because we're pushed out, it's a very bad story about the continent you're proud to be part of."
While Vienna puts out the welcome mat, Budapest prepares to say farewell to the university it has hosted since 1991, but not without a protest. In October, thousands rallied, hoping to persuade the Orbán government to change its policies, unsuccessfully, as it turns out.
"We do not agree with the attitude of the government, which is basically that since they have a majority in the parliament, they can subdue and totally annihilate all dissenting opinions. What they are going to do is essentially to eradicate all dissent. They are going to lower the level of the education so that it will be easier to push through very simplified and simplistic messages."
"I hope for this demonstration to raise awareness that academic freedom is important and that we need to have free thinkers to better society and to get new ideas out, to develop society. And that can only happen in a free thinking world."
"I have a very, very bad premonition about this. I don't think this can be solved in a peaceful way because Viktor Orbán is treading on the laws."
Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.